Jesus. eyes to be open, to see what you're doing in the Spirit, Lord. Open our eyes with understanding. Open our eyes with wisdom and knowledge. Fill us up. Fill us up with the knowledge of the glory of Jesus Christ. Fill us up with the knowledge of resurrection. so magnificent, so powerful, so real. Change their priorities, Jesus. You are so real, God. You are so real, Jesus. And you are so close, Jesus. And you are so close, Jesus. You are not far away. You are even closer to this generation. You are even more loving to this generation than you were before, God. You are so jealous for this generation. So jealous for this generation than ever you were before, God. So I pray, God, that you would bring that zealousy would be returned into resurrection, Lord. Be a resurrection revival. It's the might of God. It's the lightnings of God that raise people from disease, raise people from the dead, raise people from sicknesses. Thank you. Father's house. You so love the world that you will manifest yourself in our days, in this generation, Lord. Amen. You know, we could go on and pray more and more. There's definitely, I can feel so much stuff is happening in the spirit. I guess I'll just share a little bit of what I saw. Lately, the Lord's been really like just stirring me up to contend for the resurrection power. And, you know, I'm sure you guys have lately heard a lot about the resurrection power and you know, people prophesying life, and it's all about like the resurrection. It seems to be the hour where God is pouring out that revelation on the earth. And then my own search, like there's so much clarity that came in this year, and I felt like the Lord was stirring me up and like almost challenging me to pray, to contend, to stand in the gap and say, Lord, we want you to come and manifest, because the resurrection spirit is Holy Spirit. It's just the way he manifests. And some people think that resurrection spirit is involved in just raising the dead, and it's true, but there's more to resurrection spirit, because resurrection spirit is the one that heals the sick. It's Holy Spirit who heal, you know what I mean? It's like the miraculous, it's the glory of God, it's all the same thing. And so I knew for us to begin to see like crazy miracles and healings, like it's in my heart, like I want to see that in the church. Like if I see that in the book of Acts, if I see Jesus was involved in, it was the ministry of Jesus was reaching out to people, like I want it to be real in our life too. And I remember last Friday at our church, in the Kent location, I was on stage also, and the Lord told me to pray, invite resurrection spirit. And I started praying, and I felt like it was contending, like it was hard. And I went home, and I was like, you know what? Maybe it's too early to pray for that. I felt like it was hard. It was like pulling, it seemed unreachable. Like some of you, if you're praying, and like you can feel the spirit, you can feel when it's like it's not that there's resistance. It's almost like, it's just you're knocking and the door's not being open. And while Larissa was praying, and the Lord spoke to me again, he said, I want you to pray that prayer again. Because I went home, I was like, oh, maybe it's too early. And I'm like, I'm probably not going to do that for a while. And I was standing there, and the Lord's like, I want you to pray out of my commissioning, because it's going to happen. Like, I just need you to pray that prayer again. Call out for resurrection spirit. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna obey the Lord. It doesn't matter. You know, if we're gonna have to contend for a while, then that's what we're gonna do. And interestingly enough, when I prayed it here, I just felt like a breakthrough. Like it was different. I believe God is just like, he's inviting us. He's saying, yes, this is what I want to give. And I believe if we can come in agreement with him and just keep knocking on that door, like it's going to begin to happen. Because there's so many people that are sick around us. It would take over an hour just to name conditions and stuff that's going on around us. You know, not just like here locally, but even people that are around us at work, at schools, in different places. You know, and I know that if God begins to manifest in the miraculous and like visible, like evidence, like there's an evidence that someone got touched and healed, like say someone's in the wheelchair and they get up and start walking, that's like evidence right there. You know how many people will run to this church? Because people need God in that way. And I believe that God is so good. And sometimes people can get distracted and be like, well, that's so selfish, people running to church just to get healed. But no, because a lot of them encounter the love of God that way. And if you have the time, you can read history in different places where there's healing revivals broke out. There was a massive time of visitation of the Lord. Like, a lot of lives were changed. And I believe that it's not that God wants to do another healing revival. I believe that God wants to add to us. You know, we've been running so faithfully. And He wants to add to us the whole miraculous aspect, where it's not just like one or two being healed and touched and like few testimonies coming in from different places. I believe that He wants to just like activate, like, you know, our place where there's constantly healing and constantly like inner healing and different things that are breaking out, like things that you look and you're like, wow, like I just saw that happen. Like someone didn't have a leg and it just like grew out. Like stuff like that, you know, some, like completely blind and they see now, you know, evidence, like where God manifests in the natural and you're just like awestruck and you're just giving glory to God because you know God just touched that person. And I've been really just kind of hungering for that realm, like that reality. And I really felt like some kind of a breakthrough in that realm when I prayed today earlier. So I don't know what that means yet, but maybe just staying in agreement with God. And if healing is something that God put in your life, and like, you know, God anointed you for healing, begin to, you know, just content God. If, you know, praying correctly is key too. God, if this is what you want for my life, then come and begin to train me and manifest in my life in such a way. Because, you know, we want to make sure we're doing things with the will of God and not, you know, trying to pray out of our own desires. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to share that. Did you have any?
Я просто хочу сказать, что, знаете, насчет царства, Бог просто, я так чувствую, что Бог просто хочет опять нас вернуть, просто напомнить, ну, как, насчет чего мы вообще здесь, как бы, насчет Его царства. Это не насчет нашей жизни, не насчет нашего, как бы, мира, насчет Его царства, Его силы и славы. И просто я хочу, у меня такое конкретное, я не знаю, прошу этого, чтобы у меня была такая вера верить просто в ненормальные вещи, в ненормальные чудеса, просто идти за как бы быть ненормальным, быть radical. Знаете, просто Бог хочет, наверное, нас вернуть, чтобы быть такими радикальными, верить в эти вещи, не забывать их, как бы то, что мы получили в нашу жизнь, то, что Бог сделал в нашей жизни. Мы не можем остановиться, мы должны просто верить в это, мы должны молиться, мы должны продолжать говорить об этом, мы должны зажигаться. И я просто хочу сказать, просто как бы, ну, поддержать вас. Не сдавайтесь, идите вперед. Все еще впереди. И то, что Алла говорила насчет, мы иногда просто, не знаю почему, но иногда мы, может быть, как-то обращаем на какие-то вещи внимание больше, чем надо. И оно как-то позади начинает, оно как-то отстает. Вот это, самое главное – это идти за Богом, идти за Его силой и славой, верить в Него и то, что Он может любые вещи делать, что Он все может, Он всемогущий. Ну вот, все.
Хорошо, благословение.